8:31. This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. State Senator David Brock Smith is on with us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, we have gotten through the primary election. How do you feel about the numbers from last night?
I'm happy that the residents of Senate District 1 saw through the attacks and the good work that we continue to do with Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce in Senate District 1 and Douglas Coos in Curry Counties.
And anytime you have three challengers, that first of all is somewhat unusual. Why do you think you ended up with three challengers?
Sometimes you have to do work that gets misconstrued, and you have individuals that want to take that effort, such as the work to push back against Boehm, for example, and the misinformation that was put out there in regards to the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management that is trying to put offshore wind off of the Southern Oregon coast. We drafted legislation in 2021 to engage the public, engage the state agencies to avoid Boehm just working directly with Governor Brown. They took that and tried to misconstrue it and push it on the residents in a bad light. The work was good, and because of those efforts and engaging the public and the stakeholders, we've been able to push back against Boehm to the point where 86% of the wind energy areas, the wind energy areas are less than 86% of what they originally proposed. So it is interesting. We had frequent candidates file and others. And so I am just glad that we're able to now concentrate on the things that matter to the citizens of the district, such as the fact that, you know, we finally recriminalized measure hard drugs and repeal reformed measure 110. That implementation is going to happen September 1st. There's going to be a push from the majority party to maybe tweak that in that historic vote. We need to make sure that the law enforcement has those tools continuing to protect the health, life, and safety of our residents moving forward. I'm going to continue building the Western States Coalition so that we can get into the wildland-urban interfaces of our federal forests that we know 83% of the acres burned across, on a 10-year average across Oregon, our acres burned on the federal forest, and those fires move on the private land. We've had some historic, as you know, Kyle, we've talked about on your show before, legislation passed in the last session that I sponsored with my colleagues, where we're giving some relief to our wildfire victims. But we need to make sure that we can build that coalition, get that work done in those wildland-urban interfaces, make sure that those receipts go to counties to fund services as historically they're supposed to, make sure that those trees and those logs are coming to our local mills to keep them viable, and more importantly, put people to work. And with that work within that wildland urban interface, we'll be able to push to make sure that those insurance premiums that have been skyrocketing can be reduced.
I imagine a lot of people think now, with the primary election over and another legislative session not until next year, things kind of quiet down for lawmakers. What's the reality of what you've got planned in the next few weeks?
Well, next week we're in back in the Capitol for legislative days, where we have hearings within the legislature. No decisions can be made, but there is never, even though we're basically a part-time citizen legislature in Oregon. During the interim, there's a lot of work. I mean, there's been a lot of work here recently with a coalition to make sure that we had Debbie Colbert, who is the Deputy Director of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, appointed through unanimously, mind you, through the ODFW Commission, to be the new director of the department. Debbie has the expertise and knowledge of that department, and she was going up against an environmental attorney from Portland. And so we were happy that we were able to be successful there. But constituent work is incredibly important, and it's something that my office, and I know Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce's office, take very seriously. There's lots of issues that come up with regards to landowners, and we are the bridge between the state agencies that don't always like to get to yes, and that's what we do a lot of during the interim. I'll be working on this Western States Coalition to push on our federal delegation to front load, along with Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce and our other colleagues. But the interim is filled with a lot of work to get done. I'm hopeful that moving into the 2025 session, I'm able to assume the role of the vice chair of the Senate Energy and Environment Committee that I was the vice chair of in the House for many, many years, and pushing back and leading the effort to stop cap and trade and so forth. So there is much to do.
As you look ahead, of course, a lot of other folks in the legislature now move into general election contests. You didn't have a Democrat file in the seat, so you are set to go back. Is it a bit of a relief to have that part of what's going on taken off your plate?
Well, indeed. This has been a very unique campaign. And again, I'm glad the citizens of the district recognize the misinformation that was being fed and really recognize the work that we do in the collaborative effort that I have with the representatives Osborne and Boyce and frankly my Senate Republican caucus, as they elected me as their deputy leader recently. But when we now, the effort for me is to make sure that we, in the election side of things, make sure that we get Dick Anderson, who represents West Douglas County over in the Reedsport area, reelected to his seat, as he has a Democrat opponent. And there's other opportunities for a pickup in kind of a purplish district in southern Portland area. And so I will be working pretty closely with Senator Anderson on the efforts there. I mean, as you know, Kyle, we have the Oregon Legislative Coastal Caucus. When I took office, that make up the districts along the coast, and there were 7 legislators in that Coastal Caucus district. When I took office in the State House in 2017, then Senator Cruz and myself were the only 2 Republicans, and there were 5 Democrats, and we worked really hard on the coast in the Coastal Caucus, to where now we have 6 Republicans and only 1 Democrat. And we can do that across the state to bring balance back to the state legislature in Oregon, which is what Oregonians want. And so those efforts are going to be ongoing, and I'll be working hard to make sure that we can bring that balance, not just in the House or in the Senate, but as a former House member, helping my colleagues in the House.
All right, we're out of time for now. We'll check in again soon. But State Senator David Brock-Smith, morning after the primary election, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, and thank the citizens of Senate District 1, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.